Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you, and how was church last night? My, oh my, what a great time we had. The children group sang and did a great job, and we enjoy them every time. Oh, about once a month, once every 6 weeks, they come in and sing. And did a wonderful job, a wonderful time together with the people of God. Loved the singing. Loved to have a church that sings the songs of God like they do here. And then, of course, the study of God's Word. And so, great time together. God met with us, spoke to our heart, and hope it was that way where you were, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart and met with you, gave you what you needed right in the middle of the week. Now we move on in towards Mother's Day, and I hope you'll honor your mom. My mom and my mother-in-law both are in heaven with the Lord Jesus, and I'm so thankful for their influence in my life. I would not be where I am today were it not for my mother. And so I praise the Lord for her and her influence, and I'm thankful for my mom. And I hope you're thankful for your mom and what she has meant in your life. And if nothing else, you know what? You say, well, my mom wasn't this or my mom wasn't that. Yeah, but you know what? She had you. She didn't abort you. She had you, and you ought to be thankful for that. And so we look forward to a Mother's Day. A special gift for all the mothers that are present. Really, we'll give one to all the ladies that are present on Sunday. And we look forward to a delightful Lord's Day this coming Sunday. All right. Let me remind you about the Fun Fest, Community Fun Fest, and Food Fest coming up here May the 20th right here at the church. It's always a great time, and I get to meet many of your radio listeners, and I hope you'll come out and say hello, and we'll share a hot dog or something with you. And we enjoy that day so much, and we just want to be a blessing to you and to our community. And there's carnival games and plenty of food and Mexican food and American food and Greek food, and then the normal fair stuff of cotton candy and pop. Corn and snow cones and all kinds of different carnival games and inflatables and a dunk tank, and we're going to have a grand time. And so hope you can come out and join us and make it part of your big day there, where you can come and bring the kids out and enjoy it, and you don't have to pay anything. It's all free of charge. Just come and enjoy the day with us. That's Saturday, May the 20th from 12 to 3 p.m. All right. Now, in Hebrews chapter 10, let's go there today, will we? Hebrews chapter 10. The Bible says in verse 24, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. Notice that phrase, so much the more. Hebrews here is dealing with a new way to approach God. It's not by the blood of bulls and of goats. No, it's not by the blood of those animal sacrifices. It's by the blood of Jesus Christ. He says it's a new and a living way. It's different. So he says, now let us draw near. He says, let us hold fast our profession of faith. And then he says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Well, how do we do that? By not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more. So much the more what? As we see the day approaching. What day is that? The return of Christ. And we see that day approaching, do we not? I see the wars and rumors of wars. I see the nations aligning, as the Bible says, they'll align. We see the violence throughout our land. We see the economic downturn that is taken upon us. We see us turning away from the Lord. We see, the Bible says, lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be as the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Well, we see that. We see it across our globe. And so I see the day approaching, don't you? I see that day coming. And so we ought to be so much the more as we see the day approaching. Can I say so much the more? I want to be with God's people. Did you know you become like those you hang around? If I see the evil, and I see the sin, and I see the violence, and I see the immorality abounding, I seek to be around those who love the Lord. I seek to be around those who love the Bible. I seek to be around those who love the things of God. I want to be around like-minded people. I want to be around those who love the Lord. He's coming again. If he's coming, listen, if he comes on a Wednesday night or he comes on a Sunday, I want to be in church. I want to be with God's people. You don't have to convince me. You don't have to plead with me. You don't have to give me a sales pitch. No promotion needed. I'll just be where I'm supposed to be. You know, it's a sad day when you have to urge God's people to be faithful to the house of God. When you got to urge choir members to be faithful to the choir, urge God's people to tithe, give God his tithe. You see, Christians dressing modestly on Sunday and then dressing like heathen the rest of the week. No, listen, my friend, Jesus may come today. Glad day, and I would see my friend. Oh, my friend, maybe today my Lord will come for me. Maybe today my Savior I shall see. Maybe today from sin I shall be free. Jesus will come. I will go home. It may be today. Some folks were touring some grounds over in Europe, and the grounds were so nice and clean and trim and everything in its place, and they couldn't believe it. And they finally saw a man working, and they said, "Are you the one responsible?" He says, "Well, I take care of the grounds." And they say, "Well, you keep everything so neat and trim, and is the owner here?" He said, "Oh, no, the owner's gone." And said, "Well, you still keep this nice. You must expect him home tomorrow." He goes, "No, I expect him to be back today." That's how we live. Oh, Lord's not, Jesus is coming back sometime. No, he could come back today. And if he comes back today, I'm not going to forsake the assembling of myself with the other believers. If he comes today, we'll be caught up together. And we're supposed to be with one another, not so much the less as the day's approaching, but so much the more. Don't drop your Sunday night service. Don't drop the Wednesday night service. Don't go down to 1 hour a week. Don't drop your Sunday school. Be faithful. So much the more when it comes to being with God's people, being in the house of God. But that's not all. We ought to have so much the more of telling our testimony. What's your testimony of what God has done for you? So many times when Jesus healed someone, the deaf man in Mark 7, the one of lepers in Luke 5, he says, go tell people what Jesus has done for you. He told the maniac of Gadara, no, you stay here. Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. I mean, let's tell folks what Jesus has done for us. I'll sing it. I'll shout it wherever I go. I want all to hear it. I want all to know the joy of salvation that makes my heart glow. For I've been born again. That's it. That's it. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. Hallelujah! What a Savior who can take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay, and set him free. I will ever tell the story shouting, glory, 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 hallelujah! Jesus, ransom me. Tell your story. Everybody has a story. You have a story how Jesus saved you. You have a story about how you came to know you were a sinner who needed a Savior, and that Jesus was the Savior you needed, and you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior to forgive your sin and give you the gift of eternal life. Tell your story. That's your testimony. And tell it, wow, so much the more as you see the day approaching. So much the more, gather with God's people. So much the more, tell your testimony. So much the more, call upon God. Call upon God. In Luke 18, the blind beggar by the road is crying out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they told him to be quiet, hold his peace. But he cried out the more, so much the more. And Jesus stood still, and he called for him. Can I say we ought to have so much more prayer in these days as we see the day approaching? I mean, crying out to God. Crying out to God until we know we have his attention. It's just like the friend who had the man who had a friend come to midnight and he had no bread to set before him, and he goes to his friend and he pounds on that door. Pounding on that door, and the guy says, what do you want? He says, I need 5 loaves. A friend of mine has come in his journey, or 3 loaves, I think it is. But he says, he's come on a journey. I have no bread. I need bread. And he says, man, I'm in bed. My family's in bed. But he kept on. He kept on knocking. He kept on asking. And finally, the Bible says the man got up and gave him the bread, not because he's his friend, because of his importunity. His importunity, his constant begging, his constant crying out to God. How bad do you want? prayer. I'm afraid we don't, you know, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We don't have much effectual fervent prayer. I'm not saying we don't pray, though some don't. But listen, we pray and we just pray. We just say normal conversational prayers. Where's our fervency in prayer? Where's our earnestness in prayer? Where's our importunity in prayer? This whole idea of God not answering, God saying no, is most of the time because we just pray. If my children were little, they'd come up after church. I'm talking to somebody. They'd pull on my coat, and I'd say, just a moment, I'm talking to somebody. And then a little bit later, they'd pull the coat again. I'd say, just a minute, I'm talking to someone. I'll get with you in a minute. And then if I look down after I'm done talking and they're gone, what do I think? Well, I think, well, they didn't want anything very bad. You know what we do? We pull on God's coat and God doesn't answer. We pull on God's coat, he doesn't answer, and we walk away and say, well, God said no. And God said, well, they must not have wanted anything very badly. But if they pull on my coat and I say, hold on, I'm talking, and they pull on my coat again and I say, just a minute, I'll be with you. And they pull on my coat again and I say, okay, excuse me, just a minute. And I stop talking to them and I look down at them and say, what can I help you with? You see, they weren't going to take no for an answer. They weren't going to let me put them off. They were going to wait till I got their attention. Do we ever pray till we know we have God's attention? The Bible says, listen, not less prayers we see the approaching, more prayer. Not less dependence on God, more dependence on God. Not less crying out to him, but more crying out to him. Let's get down to praying. Don't let other people discourage you. Don't let the circumstances discourage you. He cried out the more. If you've never met Jesus Christ as your Savior today, my friend, cry out to him. That blind man did. You know what? His faith saved him. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. But Christians, let's give ourselves wholly to God. Why don't you ask God that desire? Lord, put that desire in my heart to do more for you, not less. Time passes so quickly. We ought to be pressed in our spirit to do more, not less. More Bible, more time in prayer, more opportunities at church, more giving, more testifying, more preaching, more soul winning, more loving, because today may be the day. Hey, if you knew that today, May 11th, 2023, Jesus was coming back, how would you live today? Can I help you? Then that's how you ought to live. Because he may come today. And if he comes today, you know what I want Jesus to find? I want him to find me sold out for him. A servant giving my best for my master and my Savior, Jesus Christ. So much the more as we see the day approaching. Well, let's give it all we got, all right? We don't know when he's coming, but maybe today our Savior we shall see. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I remind you, we have a daily email. Go to our website, look under Daily Encouragement, and sign up for that. We'd love to send that to your inbox each and every morning, some scripture and a song. I think you'll enjoy that. And, of course, podcasts on iHeart and iTunes Radio, Words to Encourage Bible Baptist Church, and subscribe to that, would you please? We also have a website, and Bob's going to give that information now at the close of the broadcast. Have a great Thursday, everyone. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.